Welcome to Cyber CEO, wherein we talk about how our cyber backers helped our cyber CEOs take their businesses to the next level. Cyber CEO is powered by CyberBacker, the world's leading provider of admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website www.cyberbacker.com for more details. Another great day here at CyberBacker. My name is Jello. We're back with another episode of Cyber CEO. And of course, we have a very special guest coming back to the show. Tabitha, how are you doing today?
I'm good.
And we're very excited to have you back. Of course, we just wanted to check up on you and your CyberBacker, of course. But before we do that, my first question is, how long have you been partnered with CyberBacker?
So we are at 2 years now.
2 years now with your CyberBackers, right? Two CyberBackers as of the moment. Is that right?
Yes, we have two separate CyberBackers, Meme and Vita.
There we go. Now, talk to me more about your CyberBackers. What's it like being able to work with someone virtual every day?
So it's really great. Honestly, Meme is our marketing coordinator. Marketing. So she works hand in hand with like the listing managers and the contract managers on pumping out content for social media, for the agents, things like that. And Vita, she is a transaction coordinator assistant. So she kind of keeps all the files running smoothly. We honestly find that the remote positions work really well because they're more administrative. Mm-hmm. And so they're able to kind of step away, get everything done, and then kind of check back in.
Gosh. So you have someone then who works on your marketing. Now also someone who works on your transaction coordination. Now we're already building your own CyberBacker team over there. Already two CyberBackers helping out. So I also would like to know, before you even got to work with CyberBacker, was this your first time to work with someone virtual?
It was. We didn't have any other virtuals in the past, or I've never personally worked with any of them before.
So was it a huge change at all before the pandemic? I think we were all like kind of used to working with people that we see in an office setup, things like that. Now everything's opening up in the virtual world. So was it a big change for you at all?
So it was and it wasn't. It was because I think everyone was adapting to working from home more and being a little bit more flexible with those things. It wasn't because they show up the same. They're a part of the team. They're on all of our team calls, team meetings, everything. So
there we go. So now more about your CyberBackers and someone who handles marketing, someone who handles transaction coordination. Now, how did that evolve into those positions? Were those the things that you needed before we even got to work with CyberBacker?
So they were. We were fortunate that we have those as roles on the team, like boots on the ground in our hub out of Boca Raton. And so at that point, that position needed a little bit more leverage, but we weren't yet ready to hire a second position. And so CyberBacker, they were able to step in and leverage those positions while still filling some other administrative roles. So they overlap into some other areas because it's about 80 to 90% of whatever they were really the role they're hired to support. And then there's a good 10 to 20% gap of, additional administrative duties or coaching or, a planning time that they have to account for.
There we go. Now, you mentioned about coaching. Of course, when you coach your CyberBackers, how does that work? Because in CyberBacker, for new cyber CEOs, they would always ask, how do I properly coach my CyberBacker? How do I communicate with them? I mean, how did you and your CyberBacker start that?
So we do a daily check-in in the morning. It's our whole ops team. And so we jump on together and we have a really good flow of what we kind of cover every morning to make sure everyone's on the same page. We do use end of day reports. So they submit an end of day report, kind of listing everything that they're working on, everything they did for that day and big projects, like running projects that they're a part of. And then once a week on Fridays, we do a checkout with everyone on the operations team, including the two CyberBackers. And this space, we use it as about 50% reflection of the week and 50% planning for next week.
Gosh, I think that's a good suggestion right there. Just letting them be a part of the meetings as well, because they are a part of the team, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. They're a part of the team. Again, they're on all morning calls, team meetings. You know, we even Photoshop them in when we do team events and stuff like that. And so they're a part of the team fully.
Now, the way you talk about your cyberbacker, it seems like you've already created this very strong partnership with both cyberbackers. But what I'd like to know more about is, of course, this is your first time working with someone virtual. What was the most difficult thing to get used to when you work with someone who is virtual?
So I think the biggest thing to get used to is the system we're going to use to communicate and stay accountable. You know, at this point, everyone on the operations team has some flexibility in their schedule. But if you rewind to when we first brought on the cyberbackers, we were a lot more accustomed to everyone being in the office together. So at that point, that's where the morning call check-in calls kind of originated, the checkout system, the weekly one-on-ones. It was just a great way to kind of set up the system of how we would communicate and also keep accountable to what their responsibilities were, the projects they were responsible for, and just making sure everyone's on pace.
Yes, of course. Those meetings are very important just to let your cyberbackers feel that they really are a part of the team. Now, how about the partnership though? Because the way you talk about your cyberbackers seems like you get along with them very well. How did you create such a great partnership with people who are virtual, not in the office?
It's a great question. I think at the end of the day, they're like any other team member. And so they have to be a good cultural fit outside of the role that they're holding. And that was really important to us on the front end of just making sure they were going to be a good fit long term for us that way. And that we just really aligned with our work ethic, our communication styles. We have a very productive based culture so that they kind of just fit easily into that.
We go. So I really think that an open suggestion to everyone who's wanting to partner with the cyberbacker, then so take the interviews really seriously, right? Because you're going to be working with this person almost every day of the week, your cyberbacker. So there really has to be a match there, right?
There does. And on the front end, during the like training and onboarding phase that happens after you identify who you're going to hire and move forward with, we actually requested an additional call where we can just kind of meet them and talk openly. At that point, there was a little bit less pressure because, you know, we were already in the onboarding phase and we got to just check in around how the onboarding and training's going. Do they have any questions? And we also kept a lot of open communication with their trainer and coach. Just to make sure that they were, you know, getting the training on the systems we use, the tools we use, and checking in around it to make sure that that handoff was, you know, as smooth as possible.
I think that's a good suggestion right there. Not even starting the work yet, but you're already building on the relationship with your cyberbacker, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think relationships are key in any working, you know, partnership to be successful. And at the end of the day, you know, that's what's most important to us is they know we're here. You know, we work together many, many, many hours a day in a week. And so just everyone feeling the support from each other is really important.
Absolutely. Now, a great example of a great partnership right there between you and your cyberbacker. So one last question while I still have you here. What do you like most about working with your cyberbackers, Tamsin?
I think, you know, I think there's one to cyberbacker specifically, and then there's one to our partner specifically. So with cyberbacker specifically, the process itself was really cool to go through and just, you know, really having the support to identify what you're looking for, then identify who it is, and then go through the training. It was a very awesome experience to go through. We felt very supported and leveraged through it in getting that cyberbacker into production. I'd say for the cyberbackers themselves, it's that they, you know, they show up and they take this role seriously because we do too. And that was one of our biggest concerns with someone not being here personally. It was that disconnect, and we don't feel that with Maymay and Vita. They show up every day. They take this seriously. You know, a lot of times they even are sending things outside of work hours or something that they see that they love, and you know, it they have a good passion for the roles they're in too. So we appreciate that.
You're both cyberbackers are clearly invested in the partnership, just as you are, Tabitha. So before we go, would you want to give them a quick message before we end today's episode?
Yeah, Maymay and Vita, a huge shout out. We are so proud to be in business with you guys and so grateful for all the hard work you guys do to make everything possible on the team. And yeah, we love growing with them.
go. Now, we are, of course, very, very excited to seeing the continued success of this partnership. And of course, Tabitha, thank you very much for taking time from your busy day to be here with us today. You have a wonderful day, all right? Take care now.
You too. It was a pleasure. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to our Daily Dose of Cyber CEO. Stay tuned to know more about how Cyberbacker creates a difference in this digital time and age. You can visit our website www.cyberbacker.com and follow our social media pages on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Spotify.